ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजोगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरा सुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः Music, you know, is said to be the melody, especially Indian music, you know, the melodies, they have their own way of taking your mind away. That is why the music has been, now my mind goes around, na 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 na. I must go into that actually. What happens? The music has a thing, no? That is why what they did, Mahatmas, the mind has to be focused. For what? Mind has become steady. Unsteady mind has to become steady. The distracted mind has to become focused, single pointed. What to do? What is that which can hold the mind for a long time, which can help the mind to be focused from being distracted? Isn't it? They saw. That is why any classical, you see all the lyrics, attitudes. And in fact, Mahatmas who are highly spiritual also, and all their compositions, you see, they go with the tune, you know that? And the text, Bhava also is expressed. In the raga, melody they choose will be appropriate for expressing the message, bhava, you know, what is felt. Amazing. That is why they said, and then mind becomes what now? Mind will be attacked by the raga first. Not the shabda, not the word sung, but the melody in which the word is expressed. That melody holds attention. And through the melody, where is the mind? With the melody. And melody is with what? With the shabda. What does the shabda convey? Something sublime. So mind is taken through what? Through the content of the word expressed in that raga. Isn't it? That is how they used to take the mind to this actual vastu. That is why advaita siddhiki, amaratva labdhiki. Sangeetame pranamu. Sangeeta music is the prana, life, through which, you know, which gives life. Ultimately to accomplish what? Accomplishment of the non-dual vision, vision of non-duality, attainment of immortality. Ready here. I was thinking, oh, Madhya Padastha, Madhya Padana, not Mahamadhyam. I was just listening. The mind was going. Okay, so the last class we saw, at last Arjuna was saying, all the karmas I've been doing, now, never really helped to understand, never helped to relieve me of the pain or sorrow. Thereby I know the limitations of karma. And you also have been talking the whole of second chapter about that. Jnana, no, Sankhya Buddhi, no, Sankhya Yogi, no? Jnana, Jnana Yoga, isn't it? For people who are prepared mentally, for them, Jnana, isn't it? Jnana Yoga. And Jnana is the only means for moksha. That is very clear, you have made it also. Then, having explained that very well, then why do you ask me to, you know, do karma? That is what Arjuna's question. So that question, that is how the very chapter begins with that question. Why Arjuna begins the very chapter, Karma Yoga, opens up with the Arjuna's question, wherein Arjuna expresses his, you know, expresses his doubt that knowledge is the only means for moksha. Then why do you want me to do karma? It's going to begin, isn't it? So that is Shankaracharya, Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada has given some, introduced why Arjuna came with that question, isn't it? And in between, now second part he is going to do, you have to do with Arjuna or Krishna or with Adishankar Bhagavad Pada. Understand now, Shankaracharya, in his commentary, he raises not Arjuna's doubt, not Krishna's answer for that, some other Purvapakshis, is it? Some other people who are in great love for karma, isn't it? Now, for such people, suppose how will they interpret Arjuna's question? How they will interpret, what will be the interpretation or explanation of Arjuna's question? That is given in the next. And he's going to refute anyway. Whatever is the question, see, however you interpret Arjuna's question, okay, even however I, this is what the answer is, okay, that's why he's going to explain that. That's why he makes it very clear. Knowledge is the only means for moksha. Why? Because knowledge itself is moksha. They're not two different things. Knowledge itself is moksha. And knowledge does not need to be followed by anything. Isn't it? Where knowledge is, knowledge in terms of moksha, knowledge of the reality itself is what moksha means. It needs, again, the implementation of knowledge is not necessary, isn't it? Knowledge itself is moksha. But that knowledge implies what? One, entertaining this contemplative disposition of the mind. If that mind is not ready, then naturally one has to live one's life completely, isn't it? So one has to live one's life completely, perfectly, means properly. You see, living one's life properly implies living a life of karma yoga, and which prepares the mind for jnanam, thereby, thereby jnana yoga lifestyle, isn't it? Jnanam. That's why he's going to talk about it. But here, what he says here is how others will interpret Arjuna's question. Therefore, we don't need to mixing up of karma with knowledge is not possible. It's not required. Mixing up, you have to do both karma and knowledge. There will be some people who will say, yeah, knowledge is the only means for moksha. But you say knowledge has to, for preparing the mind for knowledge, you have to do karma. Means what? You are simply doing karma. Okay, karma, everyone has to do karma. But how that karma performed with proper attitude alone prepares the mind for knowledge. That is what is karma yoga, isn't it? But still some people, how they are going to say that karma plus jnanam, both together will serve as means for moksha. Isn't it? Not mere knowledge is not the means for moksha. Then they may come out with their own interpretations. And actually are called jnana karma samuchaya vadinaha. Jnana karma samuchaya vadinaha. I mean it's called jnana karma samuchaya means synthesis of karma and knowledge. Knowledge alone is not enough, you have to combine karma with knowledge. They will say that, isn't it? So how others, they say, after Shankaracharya's introduction to Arjuna's question, okay, and he presents the doubts raised by other people, interpretation of Arjuna's question by other people, isn't it? I've met who are fond of karma and all that. Kechittu.
Kechittu.
Kechittu means what? Kechit means some people. Tu, whereas. It means what? This is what is actually the Arjuna's doubt question here. This is what Arjuna's question. Isn't it? He's what Arjuna's question. Krishna made very clear, whole chapter talk to me about what? The value of knowledge. Knowledge being the only means for moksha. And I also know from my own experience what? Karma cannot produce moksha. Isn't it? I know the limitation of karma. You have taught me the value of knowledge. Therefore, what you should tell me now? Come on, better know the Atma. Better know that is moksha. You have told me, Instead, you ask me to do karma. Isn't it? That's what Arjuna's question. And Shankaracharya expressed his why Arjuna asked the question. Please come in. So that is what is the question. But Kechit, whereas some other people, how will they call it? Kechit. Kechit means some other people. Some people. Tu, whereas Arjunasya, say no?
Arjunasya.
Prashnartham.
Prashnartham.
Anyatha.
Anyatha.
Kalpaitva.
Kalpaitva.
See, Prabhu says what? Arjunasya prashnartham anyata kalpaitva. Kalpaitva means what? Having now seen, having imagined differently. Isn't it? Having seen it differently. Isn't it? Have you imagined some? Remember, kalpayanti, anyata kalpayanti. They see Arjuna's question differently. Isn't it? Anyata means what? Differently. Other ways, another way. They see Arjuna's question, Kim? Arjunasya, okay, Arjunasya, Prashna Artham, Prashnasya Artham, the meaning of Arjuna's question, Anyatha Kalpayanti, Kalpayanti, what they see the meaning of Arjuna's question differently. They do not see the way I see here. Understand now? What did I see? He, you know, we've already seen, isn't it? How do others see? We'll see here. Tat pratikulam bhagavataha prativachanam varnayanti. See, they see Arjuna's question. They do not understand what Arjuna's, the spirit behind Arjuna's question. They do not really understand Arjuna's question. They understand Arjuna's question differently. Understand now? But they think what? They describe Varnayanti. They describe, what do they describe? Bhagavataha Prativachanam. The answer, Prativachanam means answer. Reply to Arjuna's, Bhagavan's reply to Arjuna's question. Bhagavataha Prativachanam. Reply, Bhagavan's reply. Bhagavataha Prativachanam. Isn't it? Bhagavan's reply to Arjuna's question. What do they say? Pratikulam Varnayanti. Pratikulam means what? It is opposite to Arjuna's question. Remember, Krishna did not give the Anukulam Prativachanam. Not support, isn't it? Not really in keeping with Arjuna's question. It is really something opposed to Arjuna's question. His answer is not suitable for Arjuna's question. We don't even know what the answer is, isn't it? He says, Varnayanti. Is it clear now? Why do we say here? Yatha, yatha, cha, atmana, sambandha grante,
sambandha grante,
atmana sambandha grante,
atmana sambandha grante,
gitarthaha,
gitarthaha,
nirupitaha,
nirupitaha,
tat pratikulancha,
tat pratikulancha,
iha,
iha,
punaha,
punaha,
prashna prativachanayoho,
prashna prativachanayoho,
artham,
artham,
nirupayanti,
nirupayanti.
Then, atmana sambandha grante gitartha nirupitaha, the pratikulamcha iha punaha, prashna prativachanayoho, artham nirupayanti. They not only that, they try to prove that Arjuna, Krishna's answer to Arjuna's question is not really appropriate by saying that they contradict. When they say Krishna's answer to Arjuna's question is, not appropriate, by saying that they contradict with Arjuna's question, they contradict with Krishna's answer. How are they, is it good? Whatever they prove, they try to prove something. Who? These people who say Bhagavan's answer to Arjuna's question is not appropriate. Who say they try to prove what? They try to prove that Arjuna's question, Krishna's answer to Arjuna's question is not appropriate by saying that, by trying to prove that way, they contradict. with Krishna's teachings. Is it clear now? Krishna's answer. Is it clear now? Katham. How do they try to prove that Krishna's answer is inappropriate to Arjuna's question? Thereby, how do they contradict? Isn't it? That is said here. Tatra Sambandha Grante. Tavate Sarvesham
Ashraminam
Jnana Karmanoho
Samuchayaha
Gita Shastre Nischitaha Nirupitaha Artaha Ityuktam. See, Tatra Sambandha Grante Tavati means what? In connection to that, Sarvesham Ashraminam. Sarvesham Ashraminam means what? People of all the ashramas. Okay? All the ashramas means mainly. Here, you know, we say all the ashramites, we say mainly for Grihastha Vanaprastha Sannyasa Ashraminam. Okay? Sarvesham Ashraminam. Jnana Karmanoho Samuchayaha. Jnana Karmanoho Samuchayaha means what? Synthesis of, Samuchayaha means synthesis of karma, jnanam and karma. Means what? What is jnanam and karma? One has to perform karma, one has to also have knowledge. For what? For moksha, isn't it? Samuchayaha, Gita Shastre Nischitaha, Nirupitaha. See, sometimes the word jnana means meditation also. Be careful, okay? Jnana means upasanam also. Upasana karma samuchayaha. And then jnana karma is also knowledge and karma. You have to be very careful. And upasana manasam karma. And karma is what? Vachikam and kayikam karma also. So, samuchayaha gita shastre nischitaha arthaha. They say, come on, generally, for all the ashramis, This synthesis of karma and jnanam has been very clearly, is now firmly, is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita. It means what? Our people of all the ashramas, any of the ashramas, what now should do? Karma, and also should have the knowledge. Isn't it? One has to combine the performance of karma with the pursuit of knowledge. For what? For moksha, isn't it? Where is it firmly said, nischitaha, nirupitaha? Where is it proven? Where is it established? Where is it revealed there? Gita Shastre. In Bhagavad Gita it is said. That's what they say, okay? Look at this. Punaha Viseshitancha Yavajjivam. Again it has been specifically said also, what is that? Yavat jivam shruti choditani karmani parityajya kevalat yeva jnanaha jnanat mokshaha prapyate iti etat ekantena eva pratishiddham iti. What is now? Already it has been said. Then punaha, again what? Again it has been specifically said what? Yavat jivam, as long as one is alive. First what was said? One has to perform karma along with the pursuit of knowledge in order to attain moksha. That means what? Karma and knowledge have to be combined as means for moksha. That has been said where? In Bhagavad Gita. That's what they say. Okay? Said there. And again it was said later on, Yavat Jivam, as long as one is alive, Shruti Choditani Karmani. Shruti Choditani Karmani means all the rituals, and then encouraged, isn't it? Encouraged, recommended by the Shruti. That means what revealed in the Shruti? All the rituals and all the karmas recommended, encouraged and revealed in the Shruti, revealed by the Shruti, karmani, parityajya, giving up. Giving up all the rituals and karmas, isn't it? Revealed by the Shruti, recommended by the Shruti, encouraged by the Shruti, giving up all of them. Kevalat jnanat yeva. Only by knowledge, but purely by knowledge. Purely by knowledge alone. Mokshaha prapyate. Moksha is attained. Isn't it? Kevalat jnanat yeva. Mokshaha prapyate iti yetat. Ekantena eva pratishiddham. It has been what now? Objected. Pratishiddham. Eka anteneva, it has been prohibited. What has been prohibited? Just by knowledge alone, one can get moksha. Since that has been prohibited. Eka antena eva, pratishiddha means, it has been completely what? No, prohibited. What has been prohibited? What is not accepted here? That knowledge, only by knowledge one can attain moksha. That is been that is not pratishiddham. Why? Because in Bhagavad Gita it is said that what? Jnana karma samuchaya has already been said. Now again, one just by giving up all rituals, parityajya. Now, shruti choyatani karmani parityajya, completely giving up all the rituals. And only by pure knowledge one can attain moksha means. That is what? It is prohibited, isn't it? It's not acceptable. Iti. Ihatu.
Ihatu.
Ashrama vikalpam.
Ashrama vikalpam.
Darshayitva.
Darshayata.
Darshayata. Yavajivam.
Yavajivam.
Shruti choditanam eva.
Shruti choditanam eva.
Karmanam
parityagaha uktaha.
That means what he says again. Ihatu ashrama vikalpam darshayata. Ashrama vikalpam darshayata means what? By showing the people of different ashramas, isn't it? For example, the grihastha ashrami has to do more karma, more rituals, the lot of rituals, and which are specially, you know, prescribed only for a grihastha ashrami. The person of different ashrama need certain putra kamesh yaga need not be done by whom? Vanaprastha sannyasi need not do that karma, isn't it? Only grihastha ashrama who is still young, isn't it? He can do putra kamesh yaga. Like that, certain the karmas also what now? All the karmas are not for all the people, isn't it? Everything is for everybody. So here, the person, the deathbed, need not ask for better memory, isn't it? He's already going to go now. At least whatever memory he has and better think of Bhagavan. Isn't it? Now, only now I want sharp intellect Bhagavan so that I can meditate on you. Where any time he'll go. Isn't it? It's all inappropriate. What you ask for must be what? Appropriate, isn't it? Must be useful for you. Even if it's very, very useful, good buddhi, at good children are very, very appropriate. But who should ask for good children? Isn't it? Who's already got children, you should say, my children should be good. If I ask for good children, means what? Not the age of, no. You have been very young to ask for good children, isn't it? Dhanam, pashum, putram, bahuputra, labam. Isn't it? All those things, it depends upon who is asking for what. Therefore, when you perform a ritual, it's a purpose. Therefore, ashraminam, ashrama vikalpam darshayata, yavat jivam shruti choditanam eva karmanam parityagaha uktaha means, so in keeping with the ashramas, the karmas, all the karmas prescribed in the karma kanda are not for all the people. When it is said here, one has to give up all the Vedic rituals means, only Vedic rituals one has been asked to give only the Vedic rituals. Only the Vaidikam karma should be given up. It is said, what about the Laukikam karma? What about other activities, mundane activities? Eating, going to the toilet and then sitting and walking. Isn't it? All lots of other things which one has to do until the last breath. Yavat jivam, as long as you're alive, don't eat. Can they say that? Don't go to the toilet. don't walk around. We can't say that. So mundane activities have to be done, isn't it? But this karmic karmas, Vaidika karma, one can give up, isn't it? So here he says, ihatu ashrama vikalpam darshayata yavat jivam musudichoditanam eva karmanam parityagaha uktaha. So what? Tat katham idrisham viruddham artham arjunaya bruyat bhagavan. So how can Bhagavan, see this is what, okay, they raise the question. Who raised the question? It is not Shankaracharya, okay? The karma kandi always they come with some people, no? They come, katham, how? Idrisham viruddham artham. Viruddham artham means what? Completely opposite sense, no? Arjunaya bruyat Bhagavan. Isn't it? How can Bhagavan give completely, entirely contradictory answer to Arjuna? What is their problem here? How can Bhagavan say knowledge alone is enough for moksha? Isn't it? How can Bhagavan say that? And having said that, he also asks him to do what now? Karma. Isn't their question is a little different. How can Bhagavan say knowledge alone is enough for moksha? Isn't it? Arjuna's question is different. Have you got it now? Arjuna asks, knowledge alone is enough for moksha. Arjuna has no problem. Why do you ask me to do karma? That is Arjuna's question. What is the Karmakanda's question? How does Krishna say in his answer, knowledge is the only means for moksha? Then also, okay, how is it possible to tell that answer? Is it clear? And how will he account for other activities? And even if he says, okay, in the same Gita, what is it said now? Yavat jivam shruti choditani karmane parityaktavyani. One has to give up all the actions, means what? Isn't it? See, to the exclusion of everything, one has to be totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Isn't it? That needs certain maturity, that needs certain mental mindset, isn't it? Disposition. So that is different, shows how mature the person is. You are not ready, then come on, you will level up karma yoga. So Bhagavan knows here, he just gave only the answer. See, knowledge, what you are searching for moksha, what you want, now the show, dukkha nivrittihi is what? Moksha, isn't it? That is only in jnanam. In jnane dukkha nivrittihi. Ajnane dukkham, ajnanam dukkham, jnanam jnane sukham. Dukkha nivrittihi eva sukham, isn't it? So knowledge is the only means for that. But if you are not ready for Arjuna, therefore do what now? Karma. That is what Krishna says. And Arjuna says, I know karma is, no, but the karma hasn't helped me at all these days. And you have made very clear knowledge is the only means for moksha. Now why do you ask me to do karma? That's what Arjuna's question. But what these people look at it, how these people look at it, okay, they also quote, they say that in Bhagavad Gita, what is it said now? It one has to do karma. Na kagana karma samucheha is said there. And then thereafter it said what now? Oh, one has to give all one's Vaidika karmas. Even if you say that give one's all the karmas, give up all the karmas, pursue only knowledge. Isn't it? Knowledge is only means for moksha. That is not possible. Isn't it? How can Krishna say, give this answer? What is the answer? Knowledge alone will free you from bondage. Knowledge itself is moksha. How can Krishna say? This is what their problem. Okay? Idrisham viruddham artham arjunaya katham bhagavan bruyat. Look at this. How can Bhagavan bruyat? Okay? Katham bhagavan bruyat. How can Bhagavan? Bruyat is such a ling actually of braviti. In the verb, you know. How can Bruyat, how can Bhagavan give this answer? ब्रूयात मीन्स एक्चुअली ब्रवीति इत्यर्थे पिताजी कथम भगवान ब्रूयात हाउ इज इट पॉसिबल फॉर हिम टू नो हाउ कैन ही गिव दिस विरुद्धम विरुद्धम इस अर्थम फॉर अर्जुनास क्वेश्चन श्रोतावा कथम विरुद्धम अर्थम अवधारयेत See, look at this. How can Bhagavan, Bhagavan say this? And how can Arjuna, Shrota, Arjuna is the one who listens, no? Shrota means the one who listens to Bhagavan's answer. Isn't it? How can he understand differently? Because he also, they say both, okay? Look at this. How can Arjuna understand it differently? How can Krishna give this different answer? That means what? Is it Arjuna's question was very simple. Why do you ask me to do karma? That's all. But these people say, how can Krishna's knowledge alone is enough for moksha? How can he say karma is not necessary there? How can Arjuna also understand this question? Shrotava katham avadharyet. Both of them are what? Both the teacher and the taught, okay? Both are what? We, third person, okay? I'm a third person, away from them, okay? I am asking this question. How is it possible? How can he say, how can Arjuna understand this? Viruddham artham avadharayet. How can he understand this answer which is not appropriate to the question? Is it clear now? We don't even know what the question is. Before even going to the question, we have to understand all these things. That means what? You are supposed to know the question, Arjuna's question, with which chapter opens, isn't it? Because I've already done this question to you, that's why I'm continuing with this. Tatra etat syat. Therefore, now we don't need to worry about the questions, only pura paksha, isn't it? Tatra etat syat grihasthanameva shrauta smarta karma parityagena kevalatyeva jnanat moksha pratishidhyate natu ashramantaranam iti. Now it is said here. What is that? Grihasthanam eva. Grihasthanam means what now? Those who live, the householders. Only for the householders. Only for the grihastha ashramis. Who are the grihastha ashramis? Karma yogis. Actually speaking, karma yoga goes with grihastha ashrama. There are two different things. Understand now? Grihastha living a life. If somebody is a grihastha ashrami means he still lives a life of karma yoga. If he is a vanaprasthi means he lives a life of meditation. Isn't upasana? Yoga goes with that. Sannyasi means what? One who lives life contemplation. Isn't it? Jnana yoga. Therefore, we have to understand all the ashramas. So here, grihasthanam eva moksha pratishidhyate. He says, only for grihasthas, grihasthashrami, he said what now? Grihasthashrami should not give up karma. Why? They have to prepare themselves for jnanam, isn't it? They are not ready. Grihasthashramis are not yet ready for contemplative life. The very purpose of living this grihasthashrama life is what? To prepare themselves for later on contemplative life, isn't it? How living a life, household, living a household life means with lots of responsibilities, isn't it? Lots of responsibilities, lots of commitments. You know that easy, isn't it? Grihastha ashrami means wife, husband and children and relatives and families and socializing, everything is there. Grihastha ashrami means, you know, householder means lots of responsibilities. And you have to earn money, you have to work, and you have to do other things. Grihastashrama means lots of responsibilities and things. So you can't say Grihastashrami, come on, don't do any karma. Don't do any karma. What do you know? Sit always and sit in meditation, meditate upon the self. Means what? Who will give him food? Of course, contemplation is a must. Contemplation alone will result in what? Dhrida jnanam, which is mokshaha. There's no doubt about it. One has to be contemplative sometime other than in one's life, isn't it? One has to be contemplative. And for which one should know what is to contemplate on also. It is a must. The whole life is lived. Our ultimate purpose of living this life is itself is to be contemplative upon the self and to have ascertain vision, to discover freedom which is already there. Isn't it? That is true. But when you are not ready for that, you're not ripe enough for that, you have to live, you begin your life, you're living your life now as what? To prepare your mind for that jnanam. When you're in the process of preparing, isn't it, for that jnanam, you should be doing what? You have to live your life, you have to do what all your, you have to do karma, isn't it? You can't just do, go ahead, dig up anything. Therefore, what he says here, grihasthanam eva, only for the householders, shrauta smarta karma parityagena mokshaha pratishidyate. Shrautam karma, smartam karma means what? The rituals prescribed in the karma kanda of the Veda are known as shrauta karma. Smarta karma means, you know, other rituals based on the smriti. Smarta karma. Okay, the fire rituals prescribed in the karma kanda are shrautam karma, and certain other rituals based on the smriti. Smriti revealed karma are called smarta karma. All are rituals only, isn't it? All those active karmas are their giving up of those rich karmas. Parityagaha. Shrauta karma parityaga, smarta karma parityaga is not allowed. For whom? Parak grihasthashrami. That means what? Kevalat jnanat mokshaha pratishidyate. For him, see, for whichever ashrami you are, whether you are grihasthashrami or a vanaprasthashrami, one day what? Even if you are a very mature person, jnana deva mokshaha, whichever ashrama you belong to, moksha is by pure knowledge alone. But he says, if a grihasthashrami wants moksha, isn't it? He has to perform what now? Perform rituals and then also pursue knowledge for moksha. That's what his argument. Isn't it? So, grihasthanameva parityagaha pratishidyate. Isn't it? No, grihasthashrami should not give up any of the karmas, should do the karmas. Mere knowledge is not enough for moksha. Mere knowledge is not enough for moksha for a grihasthashrami. He should also perform shauta smartadi karmas. Is it clear now? But something he said here, we'll see the whole argument now. Natu ashramantaranam iti. But for other ashramites, it is not so. That means what? For other people of other ashramas means what? Vanaprasthi or for a sannyasi, for them, this shrauta smarta karmas, without shrauta smarta karmas, just by jnanam alone, they can attain moksha. For grihasthashramis, they have to perform karma with jnanam for moksha. This is another argument. If you are that ashrami, you have to do karma plus jnanam for moksha. For other ashrami, for vanaprasthi or sannyasi, you don't need to do other karmas. Jnanam is enough for moksha. Look at this. Anyway, it's another confusion, okay? Come on, whichever ashramite you are, jnanam is enough for moksha. Isn't it? In fact, when you are ready for jnanam, you're already what? Sannyasi. Isn't it? See, this another simply they create more confused. You remember what was earlier said earlier? How can Krishna say Jnanam itself is enough for moksha. Karma is not necessary. How does this Shrota Avadharayet, how can this answer, you know, this, even this Arjuna, how can Arjuna understand this answer, accept this answer, isn't it? It was not appropriate. Krishna's answer to Arjuna's question is not appropriate. Why? Because they both of them live God. Arjuna says, why should I do karma? Krishna says, do karma. No, do karma. Knowledge is enough for moksha, but you do karma, Krishna says. Arjuna says, knowledge is enough for moksha, why should I do karma? Now, God disciples say, how can Arjuna understand this answer? How can Krishna say this answer? How can he give up karma? How can he say karma is not necessary for moksha? Isn't it? That is one thing. And later on, they say, what now? Only for grihastha ashramis, okay, karma should be, karma has to be done along with, no, karma has to be done. Moksha, for moksha, jnanam has to be pursued along with the pursuit of, along with karma. But other ashramites, people of other ashramas, they don't need to do any karma. Jnanam is enough for moksha for them. Such all these confusions, okay, they create. Yetadapi, say now.
Yetadapi.
Purvottara.
Purvottara.
Viruddhameva.
Viruddhameva.
This is also what? Purvottara viruddhameva. This is also false. This is also inappropriate. This is also opposed to what has been said earlier. Isn't it? Katham. He says, sarvashraminam jnana karmanoho samuchayaha gita-shastre nischitahartaha iti pratijnaya iha katham tadviruddham kevalateva jnanat moksham bruyat ashramantaranam. Okay. See, first it was said what? All the ashramites, people of all the ashramas have to do karma. You know that. And then they had to, jnanam is the only means for moksha. Jnanam and karma. See, jnana karma samuchayaha, the synthesis of karma and jnanam has been said as a means for moksha for people, please listen to me, for people of all the ashramas. Where? Gita. And Bhagavad Gita, what? Isn't it? Having said that, thereafter, Krishna says, jnanam is the only means for moksha. Isn't it? Then Arjuna asks, why should I do karma if that is so? How is it possible for Krishna to give such an answer to his inappropriate answer to his question? He left karma at all. He is also asking, why should do karma? Isn't, having said that, then later on, first it is said, it's not for all the people, only for the grihastha ashramis, it is said that they have to perform all the rituals, shautam karma, smartam karma, etc., all that they have to perform. And for them, jnanam alone is not enough for moksha. For whom? Grihastha ashrama people. They have to perform rituals also. Jnana karma samuchaya is only for grihastha ashramis. Not for other ashramis. People of other ashramas. Vanaprastha ashrama, aranyasa ashrama, for them, jnanam is enough, karma is not necessary. This also said, isn't it? This has been said. Iha katam tad viruddham kevalateva. Having said that, now how can you say kevalateva jnanat moksham bruyat ashramantarana? How is it possible? Isn't it? It's very beautiful, well said here. How is it possible for him to say only for the people of other ashramis karma is not required? How is it said? Only jnanam alone is enough for moksha for other ashramites. How can he say that? Have you got it or not? Jnanam, see, knowledge alone is the enough. Knowledge is the only means for moksha. For whom? For the people of Vanaprastha Sannyasa ashramas. What about the karma, the grastha ashrama people? For them, jnanam alone is not enough for moksha. Karma also has to be performed. Isn't it? This is what it said. Anyway, whatever it is, they did not talk about this grastha ashrama. Their interest is what? How can Krishna say that people of other ashrama, for people of other ashramas, jnanam alone is enough for moksha? That is their question. Why grihastha ashramas are asked to do karma? The kids, grihastha ashramas are asked to do karma means what? They have to live a life of karma yoga. Because they have to prepare themselves for another ashramas. That is the meaning. And but for vanaprastha or sannyasi, really karmas are not necessary. For moksha, no karma is required. For moksha, jnanam alone, if you are ready mentally, what do you need? If you have contemplative disposition, if you know what is the swarupam of atma, if you are single pointed, and what do you need for moksha? Tell me. If you are focused minded, isn't it? You're very focused. You have single point concentration. And you know the Atma Swarupa means, what else do you want? If you are contemplative, if you are not distracted by anything, what else do you want for moksha? Just the knowledge, isn't it? You don't need anything else. Other ashrami means what? Sannyasa ashrami or vanaprasthi means what? One who has contemplative disposition of the mind, which implies he has already lived his life perfectly, completely. No, not perfectly, I mean properly. Isn't it? Whereas a grihastha ashrama person is not yet ready. Therefore, what should he do? For him, he has to do karma in order to have this mental disposition later on. Isn't it? Even for him, later on, what is jnanam is the only means for moksha. Grihasthashrami has to do karma as yoga in order to prepare himself for that jnanam. Isn't it? Therefore, what he says, he is asked to do karma. To live a life of karma yoga. Even for him, karma yoga, indirect means for moksha, not direct means for moksha. For a karma yogi also, jnanam is the only means for moksha. For sannyasa ashrami or a vanaprastha ashrami who has lived his life properly, who is a sannyasi, isn't it? Who has contemplative disposition of the mind, who understands, isn't it, swarupam, and such a person, what else does he want for moksha? Jnanam is enough. Isn't it? Jnanam is enough. Therefore, other karmas are not required for him. Is it clear? Now, therefore, basically, whether you are grihastha ashrami, or a vanaprastha ashrami, or a sannyasa ashrami, for moksha, jnanam alone is enough. Because jnanam itself is mokshaha. Isn't it? But what these people ask now, how can Bhagavan say, for people of other ashramas, knowledge itself is enough for moksha, karma is not required at all, and they had to give up what now? All other shrauta smartha karmanam parityaga kartavya. They had to give up all their karmas. How can Bhagavan say that? Is it clear now? See, they raise all their possible doubts. Is it clear or not? Is it clear now? Basically, it is all talking about, only one thing is answered now. How can Bhagavan say knowledge itself is enough for moksha? Is question raised by whom? karmakandis, isn't it?
Have they raised two objections?
Huh?
One is saying that it...
No, only one objection. But now they say, see, Bhagavan's teaching, they misunderstand, they want to say this. See, Bhagavad Gita says, Bhagavad Gita, for grihastha ashrami has to do karma, not as yoga, to prepare himself for jnanam. That means what? First, karma is emphasized for grihastha ashrami, isn't it? They take it as what? Jnana karma samuchaya. They raise the question. Okay? Then that has been said there, but having said that, in that, Krishna says, come on, jnanam is only enough for moksha. Okay? Even there itself already it is said what? Jnanam, one has to do karma, then one has to pursue knowledge, isn't it? But to prepare oneself, they give both, they give up. And Arjuna also should not, why should he ask this question? Why do you ask me to karma? What is their question? Why should he raise a question? He has to do karma. Isn't jnanam is enough for him? Sorry. Karma has to be done for him. Why should he ask the question? And if Krishna gives an answer, the answer is not appropriate. And he also doesn't listen to that. How can he understand his answer? Accept his answer. This one thing. And later on they say, okay, even if you say that karma jnana karma samuchaya, Krishna never said samuchaya. But they themselves say, they mistake the karma yoga for just the karma. Okay, then they say karma has been performed along with the pursuit of knowledge. Okay, knowledge. That is only for grihastha ashramis, you say, not for other ashramis. You say, even for other ashramis, why do you say karma is not necessary? Jnanam is in itself is enough for moksha. I tell you, this is what unnecessarily, you know, going into all the possible doubts have been brought out. By raising such questions, answers become very, very clear. Come on, listen to it. Now let me give you this explanation, okay? Before I go to the sum up the whole thing. Now we have to do that hereafter. Three main things are said. Bhagavad Gita emphasizes karma, performance of actions. One has to do karma, it says. Main point. But how that karma should be performed. Now, the attitude we saw in second chapter, many verses, isn't it? The attitude with which one makes the karma, performs the karma, converts the karma into yoga. Karma performed with a proper attitude, isn't it? Becomes yoga, means what? That karma yoga is a must. For whom? For the one who has yet to become ready for contemplation. Karma, Bhagavad Gita emphasizes. How do karma kandis take this? Karma should be done. When Krishna emphasized karma yoga, they took karma yoga as karma. Is it clear now? And Krishna said karma yoga as a preparatory means for jnanam, not for moksha. But they mistook karma yoga for karma, and they thought karma is karma was taken, but not as a preparatory means for jnanam, but as a means for what? And karma itself is what? The means for moksha. Therefore, they mistook it what? Bhagavad Gita emphasizes synthesis of karma and jnanam. Isn't it now? Sambandha Shastram means what? Even Veda. They say, in Veda, isn't it now? What a Veda, what a source book there, it is said what? No, karma and jnanam, this is synthesized. Synthesis of karma and jnanam is said to be the means for moksha. Is it clear now? But Arjuna asked this question, why should I do karma? Krishna had told what? Come on, shut up your mouth, do your karma. I told already, you had to do karma along with the person of Vallabhidh Jnanam for moksha. Krishna did not say that. Krishna said what? Knowledge is the only means for moksha, but do karma also. isn't it? Krishna's answer is not appropriate. And Arjuna's question also is what now? Not, it's like, okay, look at this, what their thing. And how can Arjuna, how can, because this is their interpretation, okay? How can Arjuna, the Shrota, Katam Avadharayet, how can he understand this, Krishna's inappropriate answer? First they raised. And later on, they themselves say, what is that? Okay, even if you say, who are the people who are not ready for contemplation? People of Grihastashrama. So what they should do? Karma. What karma they should do? They should, what they should not give up? They should not give up Shrautam karma. They should not give up Smartha karma. They should not give up any karma. They should do karma. And for them, karma, for them, knowledge, synthesis of, look, they themselves say, Krishna does not say this, okay? They say, only for Grihastashramis, synthesis of karma and jnanam is said to be the means for moksha, but not for other ashramis. Our other ashramis what? Not synthesis, not required. Only jnanam alone is said to be the means for moksha. This is their own interpretation. That's why they themselves contradict, okay? And having said that, what is the next thing? There is, even for other ashramis, look at this, how is it said, how is it possible that knowledge alone is enough for moksha? Knowledge is the only means for moksha. Karma is not required for whom? For sannyasis and other ashramis, vanaprasthis. How is it said then? Is it clear now? Have I made it clear now? See, how much ever they talk, have you got what they missed? They missed karma. They got the word karma. They missed the word yoga. They missed the word preparation. For they missed, isn't it? They therefore they made what now? See, karma is a preparatory for those who are preparing. But karma, isn't it? Karma also is not mere karma. Karma as yoga is for preparing, and jnanam is, isn't it? And karma tyaga is for those who are prepared. Isn't it? That is what is said here. So, how is it possible? Atha matam. Therefore, it is opined now. What is opined now? Look at this. Shrauta karma apekshaya.
Shrauta karma apekshaya.
Etadvachanam.
Etadvachanam.
Kevala deva jnanat.
Kevala deva jnanat.
Shrauta karma rahitat.
Shrauta karma rahitat.
Grihasthanam.
Grihasthanam.
Mokshaha.
Mokshaha.
Pratishidhyate.
Pratishidhyate.
Iti.
Iti.
For more than Shrauta karma, he says, this word, kevala deva jnana, just by pure knowledge, shauta karma rahitat, no? The devoid of shauta karma, without shauta karma, only by pure knowledge alone. He says, mokshaha, moksha is not without performing any of the Vedic rituals, isn't it? Giving up all the Vedic rituals, by mere pursuit of knowledge, is not enough for moksha. For whom? For grihastha ashramis. Tatra grihasthanam vidyamanam api smartam karma avidyamanavat anapeksha.
Anapeksha.
Or you can say upeksha. Upeksha, anapeksha both mean the same. Okay? anapeksha
jnanadeva
kevalat iti
ucchate
iti. See, the Srautam karma, Smartam karma are all rituals based on Shrut, Veda and Smriti, Granthas. We don't need to take them all seriously. Okay. Anyway, without all these karmas, a Grihasthashrama, for a Grihasthashrami, mere knowledge is not enough for moksha. You mean what? He has to perform other rituals also. Isn't it? And then that is Upeksha. Leave alone Smartha karmas. Now next to one more thing gives up now. Okay, Grihasthashrami is also can do what now? Grihasthashrami can give up what? Smartha karma. Rituals prescribed by the Smriti. But what he should be doing? Still he should do Shrauta karma. I mean what? He has to perform the rituals prescribed in the Veda. First he said, now he has to do both Shrauta Smartha karmas plus he has to pursue knowledge, isn't it? Now he says, these Grihasthashramis do not need to perform Smartha karma, but they can't avoid Shrauta karma. They have to perform Shrauta karma. And what? Therefore, if they give up Shrauta karma and pure, mere knowledge is not enough for moksha. Mere knowledge will not bless them with moksha. They had to perform Shrautam karma along with best of knowledge for moksha. Isn't it? Now he gives up Smartha karma. Iti. Yetadapi viruddham. Etadapi viruddham. This is also not correct. This also what? Viruddham means what? This also wrong. This also what? Not acceptable, appropriate. Look at this. Three arguments they present. All the three are negatable. Is it clear now? Katham. How he says, Grihasthasya eva Smartha karmanam samuchitat jnanat mokshaha pratishidyate. Okay, if Smartha karmas are given up by Grihasthashrami, okay, it's okay for him. But what other people? Natu. Ashramantaranam. Iti. Katham. Vivekibihi. Shakyam. Avadharayitam. Okay. Not Grihasthasya. See. Grihasthasya eva smartha karmana samuchitat jnanat moksha pratishadya. See, moksha, for moksha, jnanam need not be combined with smartham karma. Jnanam, isn't it? For a grihastha, jnanam need not be combined with what now? Smartha karma. For what? For moksha. That means what? Natu ashramantaranam. There have you said that. First you said what now? Okay, Grihasthashramis need not do smartha karma for moksha. What they have to do? They do shrautam karma and they have to have jnanam. They have to have synthesis of Vedic rituals plus knowledge for moksha. They need not do what now? Karmas prescribed in the Smriti for moksha. You said that. What about other people then? Ashramantarana, for other ashramites, Viveki, ashramantaranam na. That means for other people of other ashramas, they should not give up Smartha karma. Look at this. They had to, ashramantarana means what? Other people of other ashramas cannot have moksha, look at this, without performing smartha karma. If when you specifically say, Grihasthashramanam, smartha karma is not required. If you say that, smartha karma is not required for any ashramite for moksha. Sautam karma is not required for any ashrami for moksha. Any laukikam karma, vaidikam karma, no karma performance is required for moksha for any ashrami. Isn't it? It's a very easy thing to say that. What is easy? Laukikam karma, worldly mundane activities are not required for moksha. I'm not saying karmas are not required. For moksha, it is not to be happy. Our Swamiji says in public talks very easily. To be happy, what do you need to accomplish? What do you need to achieve for your happiness? To be happy. Know that. What is moksha? Discover happiness, which is already just happiness is moksha. What is happiness? Swarupam. Our happiness alone is there everywhere. And that happiness, we have to, everywhere happiness is, no place, no time, happiness is not. Look at this. Moksha, we have to, let me use the word happiness, and you will understand easily. There is no time, no place, happiness is not. That means what? Happiness is always there, everywhere it is there. But still, I don't experience it. You can never experience it. No way. Happiness is not an object of knowledge. And where is happiness available then? All that is, there is only happiness. They are not two things. Happiness is not something, there is no second thing other than happiness. What is, there is only happiness. Happiness is always, happiness is everywhere, happiness is unchanging. What is, there is only happiness. That is why what is never available as an object of knowledge. So what? If only thing is there, isn't it? And the whole plurality is within the only thing, vastu means, that happiness is only one thing, isn't it? That is why it is available for recognition as the one who is searching for it. Isn't this? The searcher, if there is only one thing means, it must be the one who? The very searcher is the knower consciousness. It is it. Happiness is in the form of what? Happiness is fullness. Limitlessness is in the form of very awareness. Awareness and happiness are not two different things. It's something to be understood, okay? I need to unfold a lot. They're not two different things. How awareness is happiness, I have to explain to you. It's a different topic. Isn't it? So what do you need for that? For happiness, you need not achieve, accomplish anything for happiness. You need to know what happiness is for happiness. Is it clear now? For what? Jnanadi eva kaivalyam. Knowledge alone is enough. Knowledge itself is happiness. Isn't it? Knowledge of happiness is happiness. Knowledge of moksha is moksha. Knowledge is the only means for moksha. Knowledge itself is moksha. That is enough. So, doesn't matter whether one is a householder, a grihasthashrami. I'm sorry, please listen to me carefully. Whether a person is a grihasthashrami or a vanaprasthashrami or a sannyasa ashrami, any ashram, brahmachari ashrami, doesn't matter which ashrama one belongs to. For any ashrami, for moksha, jnanam is the only means. Understand? But karmas are emphasized for a grihasthashrami because karma performed as yoga prepares the grihasthashrami for vanaprastha sannyasa ashramas. Is it clear now? That is what is said. Nowhere it is said that this karma is okay, that karma is okay. And that karma, is it what now? Well, it is a mundane laukikam karma or mundane activities or Vedic rituals, Vedicam karma or Vedicam also what now? Shrauta karma or Smartha karma means all forms, the rituals prescribed in the Shruti, rituals prescribed by the Smriti, all these karmas are for any ashrami, it is not required for moksha. Isn't it? And the person who is already ready for one who has contemplative disposition of the mind and one who is single-pointed, one who knows the Swarupam, and what does he need for moksha? Does he do any karma? Not necessary. Isn't it? That's what is said here. Other ashramis they need not, don't need. Oh, who is a grihasthashrami? Grihasthashrami does not, you know, is not ready for that thing. Therefore, he has to perform karma as yoga. Isn't it? He separates all confuses, you know. Okay, for grihasthashrami, smartha karma is not required, shauta karma alone has to be done. When you specifically say, that means what? Other ashramis, do they need to do other karma or what? By saying all these things, how they contradict, okay? These people who object Krishna's answer to Arjuna's question are not, they contradict with what they say. Is it clear now? They only misinterpret. It's called Vitandavada. Understand now? They generally, they don't simply, you raise some argument. Sometimes some people do that, you know that. Simply want to have some argument with you. Just go ahead. Isn't, whether he didn't, whether I knew what, I hold on to something. I hold on to something. Which is not true. Okay? And I raise objections of the objections. Let the these people also do this. Okay. Therefore, kincha yadi moksha sadhanatvena karmani. Okay, smartani karmani. Urdhva. What is it there? Urdhvaretasa samuchyante tatha grihasthasya api irshatam smartaihi eva samuchyah nashrautaihi. Okay, what he says here, urdhva retasa means, actually, urdhva retasa means actually people who are, you know, only for people, anyway, for urdhva retasa, smartani karmani moksha sadhanatvena isa mucchayante tatha grihasthasya api ishitam smartaihi eva samuchyaha na shrautaihi. Means what? If smartha karmas are also, you know, prescribed as means of knowledge, means of moksha, combined with knowledge, then what happens now? It is there. Then what happened to grihasthas then? You smartha karmani. See, first, if we say this other ashramis have to do smartha karma, grihastha ashramis need not do smartha karma. If we say that, what will happen to other smartha karmis? Isn't it? Other people of other ashramas, they have to do smartham karma. Grihastha ashramis need not do smartham karma for moksha. First said. Then what? Later on, for other people have to do smartha karma, they need not do shautam karma for moksha. That means you are separating what now? Grihasthashramis have to do shautam karma and jnana, pursue knowledge for moksha. Other ashramis have to do smartham karma plus the knowledge, they have to pursue knowledge, they have to synthesize jnanam with smartham karma for moksha. Grihasthashramis have to synthesize shautam karma with knowledge for moksha. Is it clear now? This is what the conclusion will be. Na shautaihi. Isn't it? That means what now? All the people who are given to the performance of smartha karmas. No? Then what now? Smartaihi irshatam. Sorry, ishyatam, not irshyatam, ishyatam. Ishyatam. Grihasthasya api ishyatam. Smartaihi eva samuchyaha na shautaihi. If we say, if other ashramis have to do, combine smartha karma with knowledge for moksha, then Shraut, this Grihastha Ashrama is also can do what? Can combine other this Smartha Karma with Shrautam Karma also, knowledge, with knowledge for moksha. Why only other ashrami should do Smartha Karma? Why not householders should not do Smartham Karma for moksha? Isn't it? That doubt also will come. If you say, if you confuse all these things, isn't it? If you say, these people have to do this karma, these people should not do this karma, when they try to combine karma with the jnanam as means of moksha, they can create all these possible doubts, but we're very clear, we do not need to combine. Not we do not need to combine, it is not possible to combine. Is it clear? Okay. Atha Shrautaihi Smartaihi cha Grihasthasya eva Samuchayah Mokshaya Urdhvaretasam Tu Smartha Karma Matra Samuchitat Jnanat Mokshah Iti. What he says now? So for Grihastha, now again he's confusing. Therefore, what now? We cannot say Grihastha Ashrami need not do Smartha Karma. We cannot say. Now, new conclusion comes. What? For Grihastha Ashrami, again, like before, he says Grihastha Ashrami has to perform Shautam Karma, Smartham Karma, now with the knowledge for moksha. Other ashramis need to do only Smartham Karma with jnanam for moksha. Is it clear now? That is what latest conclusion. This has to also be refuted now. Tatra evam sati Grihasthasya ayasa bahulyam. Okay, such being the case, now what happens for the Grihastha? Grihastha has to do for moksha what? He has to slog a lot. Grihastha has to slog a lot for moksha. Sannyasi need not do any Vedic ritual. Just this, okay, Smriti Karma is enough for a sannyasi. For what about Vanaprasthi? Smartha Karma is enough. Jnana plus Smartha Karma. These people need not do much of Shrautha Karma. Not Shrautha Karma at all. But what about a Grihasthashrami, poor man, Grihasthashrami, householder has to perform Shrautham Karma, Smartham Karma, has to do all the things also, and he has to have jnanam also for moksha. Okay, evam sati, such being the case, what happens? Grihasthasya ayasa bahulyam, he's too much for a householder, already we know that, isn't it? Ayasa bahulyam is too much of, it. He has to overstrain. Ayasa bahulyam. Isn't it? There's abundance of, ayasa bahulyam means what? It's too much of strain and stress and it is overburden for him. He has to slog a lot. That's what he says. Srautam smartam cha bahuduk Rupam karma. See, performance of Vedic rituals is not that easy joke. Okay, you have to follow lots of discipline, even lot of things. It involves expenditure. You have to collect things. You have to earn money for that. It's not that easy, isn't it? And then Smartha Karma also. See, whether you perform a Smartha Karma, any karma prescribed in the Smriti or in the Shruti involves expenditure. Understand now? For that you need to have money. To have the money, you have to work. And in work, it's not that easy. You have to be physically fit and then earn a lot of money. And that has to be, remember, it is not that easy. It involves great effort and struggle and strain. Ayasa bahulyam. Is it clear now? Therefore, what he says, bahu dukkha rupam karma shirasi aropitam syat. Understand now, the big burden becomes what? really placed on his head. A little translation, isn't it? It's a big burden. Oh my God, I'm a grihasthashrami. I had to do shauta karma, had to do swartha karma, then I had to pursue jnanam, only then I can attain moksha. I mean, the very thought will put grihasthashrami what? Lose interest in moksha, isn't it? See, to be happy, you have to go through a lot of suffering. Who will like it? Already one for six freedom from suffering, isn't it? Ayasa bahulena, the great effort in slogging. What now? Bahu dukkha rupam, in a dukkha rupam, karma shirasi aropitam. You enforce. See, the every grihasthashrami is enforced with great what burden of performing all these rituals for moksha. My God, if you tell, come on, you are a grihasthashrami. Don't worry, jnanam is the only means. Jnanam is moksha is already there for you. All that you need to do is you need to know, discover moksha. You do not do anything at all. You need to be contemplative. Isn't it? If you are the meditation for the mind, you got it now. You already got it. You need to know it. That's all. But if you are not yet ready for that, never do this karma, live this household life properly. If that is said, great relief, isn't it? If that is not said, come on, you have to do shautam karma, you have to do smartam karma, and you have to have jnanam, only then you will attain moksha. Isn't it? That means, what now? Dukkha rupam karma. Isn't it? Karma is what now? In what form dukkham is there for him? The karma, supposed to relieve him from dukkham, itself becomes what? Dukkham. Why? Because it involves great strain and effort. Ayasa bahulyam. Dukkha rupam. Shautam, smartam, dukkha rupam, karma, shirasi, aropitam. He becomes burdened with the, shauta smartha karma performance. Isn't it? Atha. Is it clear now? And it's somewhere it is a little dry in between, I know that. A little boring, but we are helpless, isn't it? Because Shankara says, and I have to say, you have to hear. Know that.
Why?
You don't need to listen?
We have the grace of you being here and telling us.
Okay, thank you.
And you said that sort of for Grihastha Ashrami, all he has to do is karma yoga. And do we need to, in this specific area, do we need to go through all that?
It's only discussion. See, it is for, that is why I was not doing it before, why I did all these things. Only for discussion. See, there are people who emphasize, isn't it? See, you have to become, once you are so addicted to karma, isn't it? This is mainly for people of the Vedic days, isn't it? They have all these lots of these rituals and things they had to perform. And then you say, come on, don't do this, means what? People, when they're not ready, you can't ask 10-year-old boy full of energy, come on, go and sit and meditate. He doesn't even understand what the meaning of the word meditation. Listen, who is not at ready? Like that, even people, contemplation implies certain, disposition, means certain calmness, certain agitation-free mind. And that mind one cannot gain unless one really knows the value of knowledge. One becomes calm and quiet. How does one become calm and quiet? Only when one knows the limitations of everything. That's why initially, every ashrama, the person, when a person is young, he's asked to enter into the grihastha ashrama means, and he has to do certain things. That is how he knows the limitations. That is only by living a grihastha ashrama life, a person, a restless, agitated person with a lot of energy, he becomes calm. Because energy also is exhausted. And life also is lived properly. And a lot of experiences he gains. And he learns from the experiences he's earned in life. That is the only way, that is how one naturally grows out of desire for things. wanted is so only naturally comes to know the limitations of karma. Therefore, because the ashrama, you know, karma yoga, lifestyle is present, everything is said. But here, what happens, why this is said here, those days, it's all for us to have the firm understanding, knowledge is moksha. This is the actual teaching. And we should not have any doubt about it. See, people come, in spite of knowing knowledge is moksha. I don't know if knowledge is the means, I don't want to say now. Knowledge is moksha. Knowledge of yourself is moksha, freedom. My God, that the happiness you are searching for is what? Knowledge is happiness. Knowledge of happiness is happiness. Knowledge of reality is happiness. This is a fact. And Shastram did so many times, but still, how much effort do we make for jnanam? How committed are we towards jnanam? We know that. We know, in spite of knowing that, we are also helplessly, inevitably, sometimes, what? Now, sometimes still we are not as committed as we are supposed to be, isn't it? That means what? It's to strengthen our commitment.
But even today, people still believe that the combination of meditation, service and jnana is the way. I mean, this same argument is being had now.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. It's true.
People say, oh, without meditation, you know, there has to be synthesis of meditation, service and jnana.
Yes, there's a great resistance to accepting that knowledge alone is the means of realization.
Yes.
Because people are devoted to work. They hang on to work because it's the justification for so many things, isn't it?
So here mainly, those days, what happened? Suppose present day means Shankara was alive today, he'd have used some other karma. He talked about engineering works and then all these other things. Now, he lived in the Vedic period. So what happens, people are so, especially Vedic rituals, I tell you, they could play with the elements. They could get everything, isn't it? That is why people are so attached to performance of rituals. Of course, the same Veda, as I said, no, any mother, when she buys a toy for the child, she really wants the child to play with the toy. But no mother will be happy if she sees the child playing with the toy forever. Isn't that? And she expects the child to grow out of the toy also. My God, you only bought me, so I should be playing with it all the time. Means what? It's not allowed, isn't it? Mother will be very upset. My God, I should have got it for you, he will say that. Similarly, the same Veda prescribes karma in the beginning and come on, do this, understand, get this, encourages you because she is so happy to see you enjoying the fruits of karmas and then you yourself realize, come on, you grow out of it. You're thankful to mom for getting you the toy, but you're also happy you had no problem in throwing it away and because aspiring for something else. And she is happy, you're also happy that way, isn't it? Similarly, Veda also is for preparation. But people who are given to the karma kanda, those days, they're so attached to karma. It is important for them to accept jnanam alone is enough for moksha. Very difficult for them to accept. And second thing, it is mainly for, it's also sort of patience. How much patience do we have in going through this text, isn't it? Repeated arguments. See, first they have to say, come on, how is it possible for Krishna to say, now jnanam itself is enough for moksha. And he says that, and he himself what now? He says, come on, do the karma. And how is it possible for Arjuna to hear that answer, to understand that answer, jnanam is enough for moksha? He himself shouldn't have asked, why should I do karma? He shouldn't have asked. That is the thing. And later on they say, no, grihastha ashram is, you know, only for grihastha ashram is the shautam karma, shauta smartha karmas are important along with jnanam for moksha. Other ashramis do not need. And later on he said what? No, this shauta karmas are not important, but smartha karmas are must for how grihastha ashram is. Then later on he again said what? If that is, we can't say that. You know, because other ashram is what now? Smartha karma becomes important only for other ashramis then. isn't it? No, we can't say that the Shrautha, Smartha, all the karmas are important for Grihastashrami. For other ashramis, Smartha karma alone is enough. Understand? These are all different types of confusions they come up, they come with. Now, that's why we saw here. If we say, at last, thereby what happened now, at again, what is the conclusion they have arrived at now? Grihasthashrami has to perform Shrautam karma, Smartam karma, and should have knowledge also for moksha. Other people of other ashramas need not do Shrautam karma. Smartha karma is enough for them with jnanam for moksha. When you say, poor Grihasthashramis become overburdened with what? You know, the too much of strain of performing all the karmas. Is it clear now? That is what is said here, even now. Chirasi aropitam syat. Atha grastasya eva ayasa bahulya karanat moksha syat. Atha, grastasya eva, because this household really has lot of effort, isn't it? Ayasa bahulyam, who has to go through lot of stress and struggle now? Isn't it? Whose life involves lot of effort now? Grastasya eva ayasa bahulya karanat mokshaha. Now what happens now? Who makes more effort now? Grastha only has more effort. Why? Has to do more. Therefore what? Only for him mokshaha. Why? Ayasa bahulya karanat. What is the cause? Why only moksha is only for grastha? Why? Because ayasa bahulya. Isn't it? He only performs more karma, more effort, more strain. Therefore, only for him mokshaha. Na, ashramantaranam. But for other ashram is what? Sannyasi, no moksha. Look at this. For avanaprasthi, no moksha. Why? Less of effort, isn't it? Not much of effort. Shrauta karma, sena shrauta, nitya, karma,
rahitatva.
Now, if we say this, what will happen? Moksha is only for, isn't it? The one who works more, works hard, for him is the phalam. Look at this. Who gains better gain? Who has a better gain? One who works more hard, isn't it? Who is the one who works more, isn't it? He says, because he puts in lot of effort. Therefore, only for him moksha. Other ashramis, what do? They don't do any karma. They have no shrauta karma, no nitya karma, only smartha karma they do. Therefore, na moksha na. Therefore, moksha is not for other people of other ashramas. Moksha is only for a grihasthashrami, but because he alone has lot of burden. Tadapi asat. That is also wrong. This is what Shankara presents, okay? That's also wrong. That's also not right. Sarva Upanishatsu.
Itihasa
Purana
Yoga Shastreshu
Cha Jnana Angatvena Mumukshoho Sarva Karma Sanyasa Vidhanat
Ashrama,
Vikalpa,
Samuchaya,
Vidhanatcha,
Shruti Smrityoho.
Therefore, what now? Sarva Upanishads, in all the, he quotes, look at this. In all the Upanishads, in Itihasas, Itihasa means what? In Ramayana, Mahabharata, the big epics, all the legends, 18 Puranas, he doesn't quote, okay? Puranas, but 18 plus 18, 36, okay? Puranas, Yoga Shastras, in all of them, Jnana Angatvena. I say, Jnana Angyanam is Angi. Angam is what? As a part of Karnyanam. Mumukshoho Sarva Karma Sanyasa Vidhanat. For Mumukshu, Sarva Karma Sanyasa Vidhanam is what? No, renunciation of all activities. No? Is prescribed. Is what now? Ashrama Vikalpa Samuchaya Vidhanat. Ashrama Vikalpa Samuchaya Vidhanat means what? Again, Samuchaya means, isn't it? The synthesis of karma and jnanam also, in nowhere, no, for no ashrami, this jnana, karma is synthesized with jnanam for moksha. Everywhere, it has been very clearly said what now? Sarva karma sannyasa is being, only sarva karma sannyasa means what? The renunciation of actions means, not physically giving up the actions, isn't it? Actually, commitment to the pursuit of knowledge implies naturally don't need to do other things. Isn't it? For a mumukshu, for one who wants moksha, why should he perform putra kameshti? Why should he perform the jyotishtoma to go to heaven? Not necessary, isn't it? If you don't want some t-shirts, why should you go to Primark? Isn't it? What's the need for you to go to Primark? Primark is there. You don't need to go to Primark if you don't need t-shirt, isn't it? What you want is medicine, means you have to look for a chemist somewhere. Where is the, isn't it? Pharmacy. Simple thing. So moksha is the thing, it means, what do you need for them to do any karma? Isn't it? Therefore, we say, see now, in Upanishadsu, Itihasa, Purana, Yoga Shastresha, he says here, Jnanangatvena, Mukshoho, Sarva, as a Jnanam alone as a pursuit for moksha. If you are a seeker of moksha, what do you need for moksha? Jnanam. No, I'm not ready for Jnanam. Then your preparedness is, you need what now? Preparedness for moksha. For preparedness, what do I need? Karma yoga. Then in keeping with, so again moksha becomes the ultimate, isn't it? Jnanam is the ultimate for you. Only for jnanam, only for moksha, you perform karma also as yoga to prepare the mind. Isn't it? But jnanam alone is required for moksha. If you want only jnana moksha, then come on, give everything. Pursue this. You want this medicine? Don't go and waste your time in all the shops around. Go in such straight, you should go where? Only to, isn't it? The pharmacy. Like that, he is also saying here, ashrama, all these things are not necessary, only jnana, sarva karma, sannyasam eva vidhana means what? It has been ordained, sarva karma sannyasa, renunciation of actions has been said there in all of them as what now? Jnana angatvena. Along with the jnanam, what should I do? As part of the pursuit of knowledge, what should I do? Sarva karma sannyasa. Isn't it? Just jnanam alone is enough for any ashrami. Doesn't matter. Isn't it? It is said where in Shruti Smrityoho that Siddhaha Tarhi Sarvashraminam Jnana Karmanoho Samuchayaha. Therefore what? No, they say, therefore what? Siddha Sarva Ashraminam Jnana Karmanoho Samuchayaha. Therefore what now? People of all the ashramas have to perform all the karmas with the jnanam, combine the karma with the jnanam for moksha. Okay, they say this. Immediately this answer comes on. Nah. What is the answer? Nah, come on, don't say synthesis is possible. Nah, no, the answer, she look at this. Nah. Shankara, whenever he gives answer, first he'll say nah, okay? And then when an object, Pura Pakshi comes, Siddhanti's answer comes, means what? Nah. He says, so according to them, what is the answer? What is his Siddhaha? What is he is Sarva Ashraminam, for the people of all the ashramas, Samuchayaha, Jnana Karmanoho, Samuchayaha, synthesis of knowledge and karma as a means of moksha. Isn't it? Shankara has said, no, answer, come on, refute all of them, all the fellows put together. Mumukshoho,
mumukshoho,
sarva karma,
sarva karma,
sanyasa vidhanat,
sanyasa
vidhanat. See, he quotes, repeats what they said. These people, sometimes people give up inappropriate quotation to establish their argument. You know that? He said, first he said what? What is it said? Jnana angatvena mukshoho sarva karma sanyasa vidhanat. Where? Sarva upanishatsu itihasa purana yoga shastreshu. Everywhere it is said. What is said now? Sarva karma sanyasa. As what? As angam, as part of what? Isn't it? What are the jnanam? No. Therefore what? No. Therefore he says siddhaha. Sarva ashraminam jnana karmanam samuchyaha means they themselves contradict, don't they? They quote a word, they quote something, they say something. What do all the Upanishads say? Sarva Upanishads, Puraneshu, Yoga Shastreshu, cha. All of them, mumukshoho, for the one who is desirous of attaining moksha, jnanam is prescribed. As a means. And moksha angatvena, jnana angatvena, as part of the jnana, what has been suggested? Sarva karma sanyasa. Cessation of actions. Isn't it? That's what is said. Having said that, what therefore what now? Jnana karma samuchyaha is the means for moksha. And Shankara replies, gives the answer. What does he say? Nah. He replies now. Mumukshoho. Say now.
Mumukshoho.
Sarva karma sanyasa vidhanat.
Sarva karma sanyasa vidhanat.
See, mumukshu, now you have to understand. Really, even till now, Purushartha Nischiha is not there. At least here, Purushartha Nischiha should come. Mumukshuhu. Tivra mumukshutvam one should have, first of all. Moksho me bhuyar idi icha, tivra icha. See, come on, moksha is something what I want. Moksha is I want moksha. Isn't it? What is moksha? I want to get up all these limitations. I can't stand these limitations anymore. Enough with these limitations. How many of us feel that, okay? I want moksha, that tivra mukshutva moksha. Now, one who has, he is a mukshu. One who is desirous of, one who has recognized the mukshutvam in him is the mukshu. One who has recognized the insatiable desire for moksha, which is there insatiable, isn't it, in him, one has discovered that, and the only way to fulfill that natural thing is what now? Discovering what moksha is. No other way, no other go, isn't it? Hacha person is mumukshu. For such a mumukshu, come on, if you are a mumukshu, if you have burning desire for moksha, then what is there for you? Sarva karma sannyasa is vidhana. That means, vidhana, he explains that, it does not mean you should give up your families and go away. Okay? He emphasizes for moksha, you need not accomplish anything. There are some people who come to me, I had to prove, I had to really so many, I want to study Shastra with you really very well, you know. Okay, fine, study. No, but I tell you, I have some failures in their lives, you see. I had to really prove to the people, my friends, you know, they all belittled me. I had to prove that for that I want to accomplish something. I want to do something. Now, I had to do something really to prove. Okay, why do you want to prove? If you ask the question, you know why. For that, I want to do this, I want to prove that I want to come back for moksha again. Look at this. That means what? Still it's not very clear. Moksha is not very clear. I'm not saying you should not accomplish anything. It is not very clear. If moksha, even if you are wanting to prove that to your friends, by accomplishing something else is for what? For happiness only. Really speaking, happiness is you to discover, to be happy you need not accomplish anything. If we know this fact, I'm discouraging people who are ambitious, who are willful and wishful, okay? That's not true. You only give the right answer. You please accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. But you don't need to accomplish anything for happiness. Is it clear now? It's very important to learn. And then people will say, go back and say, come on, Bhagavad Gita class, we went. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to accomplish anything. That's what whole teaching. Krishna is going to tell Arjuna, thank God, this is going to fall by all. Do karma. He's going to say this. Isn't it? Really speaking, you don't need to accomplish anything for happiness. See, doing the needful is different from doing something for happiness. See, when I'm hungry, I need to eat. To appease hunger, my eating is different from I'm eating for my happiness. My drinking water to quench my thirst is what? Doing the needful. It's an intelligent way of, intelligently doing the needful. The presence of mind is different from what? I'm drinking water for my happiness. I come to Bhavan to see all of you for my happiness. If I say all these things, it's all what? I'm not talking from the right sense, isn't it? In fact, you don't need to do anything for happiness. All these things are happening in happiness. Isn't it? That is the beauty of it. That's what he says here. But for moksha, you have to do everything, all that you do. You need to do all that you need to do. You have to accomplish all that you need to accomplish. But you don't need to accomplish anything for happiness. Isn't it? I'm not saying don't need to accomplish anything. I'm not saying should not accomplish. You need not accomplish. You need not accomplish anything for happiness. That's what I'm saying. Isn't it? For happiness, you need not do anything. Therefore, he says here, for moksha, jnanam is enough. Why? Knowledge is moksha. Mukshoho, deva sarva karma sanyasa vidhanat na samuchayaha na. Synthesis of karma with jnanam as a means for moksha is not right. Knowledge itself is enough for moksha. Because already it has been ruled out. He says, he quotes the Shruti now from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. He says, now, putraishanayascha. Shankaracharya always quotes how he makes his argument very authentic by quoting Shruti, Upanishad. Putraishanayascha. Vittaishanayascha.
Vittaishanayascha.
Lokaishanayascha.
Lokaishanayascha.
Vyuthaya.
Vyuthaya.
Atha.
Atha.
Vikshacharyam charanti.
Vikshacharyam charanti.
See what he says. Putra yeshana. Yeshanatrayam. We call it yeshanatrayam. No, yeshana means desire, wish. Isn't it? Yeshanatrayam. Threefold desires. Know that? Putra yeshana. Putra, desire for progeny. Desire for children, attachment to children, very natural. Putra yeshana. And vitta yeshana, desire for wealth. Loka yeshana, desire for better worlds and higher worlds and the pleasures, heavenly pleasures. When we do not know, you may not have desire. No, I don't have any desire for heavenly pleasures means you do not know about the pleasures, isn't it? If you know only, how can you have desire for something what you do not know? Somebody must have come back and explain to you. You all have desire for, Alaska cruise, isn't it? One day it is worth going because why? Somebody has come back and explained to you all that, so you want to go. At least, not this year, at least let me get my budget ready for that. You will all prepare that. Why? Some desire has been kindled in you. Similarly, so the more you know about heaven and heavenly pleasures, if they are accomplishable, why not? Therefore, he is talking about the Vaidikas who know all about the heavenly pleasures, possible heavenly pleasures, know all the better higher lokas, loka yeshana. Some people used to perform rituals specially for this. Loka yeshana, vitta yeshana, putra yeshana. Desire for children, desire for wealth, desire for better life, isn't it? Always. These three diseases are always there for everything. So they become free from all these diseases. There are some people, sannyasis, they are free from desire for children, desire for wealth, and desire for better world also. See, for one, they not give up. Okay, they grow out of desire for these three things. Now, who can grow out of desire for three? The three things stand for. It is easy for growing out of desire for anything in the world if you can grow out of desire for these three things. Know that desire for anything in the world can be reduced to threefold desires. Putra yeshana, vitta yeshana, loka yeshana. If you are Indian father, Indian mother, I tell you, this is true. You ask any father and mother, why do you want this for my children? I tell you, they will hoard anything for children. Isn't it? I know that. If you ask anything they want for my children, why do you want one house not enough for even here? I don't manage parents here. Now, why do you struggle? No, I want another house. Why? For my daughter, it's for my son. They tell this. Now, why? Because children and wealth is for children, not only for them actually. Because that's not that easy. So, this threefold disease, I know here what is happening. I know many people have already told me how they live and all that. Isn't it? Many of the Indian parents are sometimes crazy, isn't it? All the time hoarding. For children, grandparents. It's true, isn't it? Jagashastri. Now, as I lost my father and his three, so I don't know much about it, but how fathers do and all that. But generally, even then, I enjoy the same thing with my grandparents. I know how the mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandparents do for children, isn't it? It's very difficult. To that, so much of thing, these three diseases you can give up, I tell you, very. Going out of desire for these three things implies you have grown out of desire for so many things in the world. No way. Who can grow out of desire for these things? They know the limitations. Come on, I lived my life. What has made me happy? Isn't it? Having accomplished so much, I still continue to be what? Same unhappy, isn't it? Same unhappy person. Same wanting person, same limited person. What is it which has made me happy really? That means once I know very clearly, and if Shastram also tells me, come on, know what you, this happiness is a choiceless end, that is very you, that is to be discovered, you have to be known, when it says, unknowable has to be known. Isn't it? That is what, discovering the already, accomplishing the already accomplished, in the form of discovery, isn't it? Is what? That is what is there. All that is, I need to know, when I know the value of knowledge, the passion for knowledge will naturally help me grow out of desire for these things. This shows the dispassionate, mature person, not the frustrated one who has given up desires, the one whom desires have given up. Understand now? It means what is grown out of desires, the mature person. How? Having understood the limitations of all these worldly accomplishments, such a person, then what happens now? he vithaya, giving up all these things, bhiksha charyam charanti, then they live a life of sannyasa. Bhiksha charya means what now? Then they live on alms. Okay, that is why this some lifestyle called sannyasa lifestyle in India we have. When I come here, it is very difficult for people. When people ask me, how do you come here? Okay, what is your monthly pay slip? I had to submit when I go for visa. Oh my God, I don't have any monthly pay slip. I'm not paid monthly. I don't have any monthly salary. I'm not working, then I'm just lazy person. No, I work. I teach from morning till evening. I'm the whole day. I'm busy. I have counsel people come to me. I'm very busy. I'm not a jobless person, but I'm not paid yet. There's no monthly pay slip. How do you live then? I go to different houses to eat my food. I live on alms. What is this? You can't even understand what is meant by living alms, isn't it? The social setup in India is such. A person who's coming to a life of sannyasa is taken care of by society around. That means all the basic needs. I don't need anything, big things, isn't it? All the basic needs I need is, I need to eat food, I need some clothing. In this country, extra jackets. In India, we don't need it, isn't it? And then somewhere, some shelter I need. Here, I can't sleep. In India means Musura Mandira Tarumura Nivasa. I can sleep under the tree also. Isn't as a man, sannyasi. Woman means I need to be in the sheltered, safety place. That's all. Otherwise, what? I don't need too many things here. Quilts and covers and all those things. But here, isn't it? Basic needs are to be provided. Who will take care? Society. The grihasthashramis who know the value, who know the commitment. Now, that is how they contribute. Isn't it? That is bhiksha charyam charanti means what? They live on alms means that is not they do not have any of their own possessions. They don't own anything, possess anything, isn't it? Here, Shankara quotes this to say what? One grows out of desire for anything means naturally his commitment is total to the pursuit of knowledge. Isn't it? That means one actually, because Shastram also says what now? Sannyasa, sarva karma sannyasa is really is emphasized there for the one who is a mukshu. Isn't it? One who wants moksha, for moksha I don't need to do any karma. Jnanam is enough. So Shankara's argument has begun now. Unfortunately, it's time. No, I have to stop here. But all that we read today was something really not very... I mean, it's for our understanding. How Shankara's... In Shankara's period, in Vedic period, how the people would have been presenting arguments. Even today, maybe the Vedicum karma may not be there, still it is very difficult for people, isn't it, to do that. I'm not saying Shastram does not tell you to give up karma. It only tells you, for moksha you need not accomplish anything. Karma is not required for moksha, it says. You do karma to live this life. Understand? But for moksha, you need not do anything. Do the needful to live your life. That is your responsibility. Is it clear now? But for moksha, you know. You not do. Don't say, I need to do and know moksha. No. Synthesis is not possible, not required. That is Shankaracharya's answer. And all that we saw, so how karma kandis, no twist and then present the things. All that we've seen. Next time when I come back, sum up quickly what has been said there in 2 minutes, then I will go to Shankaracharya's answer. It's a very beautiful answer comes. No way. This answer only is clarity for you. I wish I could finish it. You know how fast I was talking also, isn't it? I wasn't wasting time at all. And I didn't repeat much today. You notice? Usually I repeat a lot. The beautiful thing is he quotes some verses from Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.